So thank you for all coming here, and thank you to Philippe for inviting me and then persuading me to come out here in this adventure. I'm very excited to talk to people who know what I'm talking about. So I thought I would just start by, so people always ask, like, where's your office? And, you know, where are people? But we don't have an office, so instead we have a map. And here we have kind of divided between, we have about 30 people, and we are kind of divided between Americans and Europeans. And so we have the map of the U.S., and I'm over here in Santa Cruz, California, which is a little like here, actually, if you squint and, you know, put on some bad glasses or something like that. But yeah, the light reminds me of home, so I'm very happy to be here. And so most of the people who work on the software are programmers like me. And, okay, it sounds really loud to me, so. You mean if I'm right here? Yeah. So most of our team is computer programmers, and many of you, or at least some of you, are our friends from the beta tester group. And so most notably, Philippe, who's been a pain for beta testing for many years, useful, but, you know, he makes us honest, and it's really essential that we have people who try everything that we put out there. And if you look at Philippe's software, you can see he's tried pretty much everything that's in Mac, which is, it's truly impressive and admirable. And I just, you know, I like to show the map because it's, the software is not just this anonymous thing, but there are actually people who work on it, and this is our social life, is to, you know, talk to the people who actually use it, and that's what keeps us interested in the work. So I'm going to use Max as the presentation software so that I don't have to switch between Max and presentation software. But if you like using real presentation software, I have a hint for you, which is that you can use Google Slides. I'm not going to do this in this presentation, but you can use Google Slides if your computer is hooked up to the internet, and then you can make the JWeb object inside Max, and that can show your Google Slide presentation. And so you can basically pretend as if you're using real presentation software and never switch out of Max, which is very cool, because switching between presentation software and Max is very difficult for many people. So if you've ever had to do this, that is my hint. I learned to do this earlier this year, and it changed my life. So, but I don't have any fancy presentation, you know, I don't have any dissolves or anything like that for today, so I'm just going to use Max and comments. So what I wanted to talk about, so there's a new version of Max coming soon, and I'm going to show just one feature of it, and then I'm going to show a feature that no one has ever seen before, that is secretly the reason that I made the feature that I'm first going to show you. So I don't know what's going to happen with this other secret thing. It's not done yet. It's a work in progress. But I thought it would be fun to show you kind of what I'm doing And I also say that the sound quality, which we haven't even tested the sound, that the sound of what I'm going to show is the worst of any presentation that you will see today. But if you want to hear something that sounds good, then come to my presentation tomorrow, because then I'll actually be putting effort into how it sounds. But today, we're going to use the horrible sample piano sound, because the point is not the sound, it's the notes. So this is kind of a return to original Max that didn't make any sound at all. Okay. So, the new feature is we call the REPL, and that's REPL, and it stands for Read Evaluate Print Loop, which is basically a fancy way of talking about a terminal. And the idea is that the keyboard, so there's this whole world of live coding, which is kind of not what Max is about. But one of the things that's exciting to me about live coding is it's a performance gesture. So I type a bunch of stuff, and then you wait to the right moment, and then you hit return, and then all that stuff happens. And so I wanted to add that to Max, because it's kind of hard to do that as a way of controlling patchers. And so the thought I had was, well, the Max window looks like a terminal, except you can't type into it, so why don't we just make it so that you can type into it? And then what would you do once you could type into it? Okay, so at the bottom corner of the screen down there, there's this new thing where you can type into it, and I'm going to make this a little bit bigger. Here's a secret trick you might not know. If you open the standalone Max window, and then you say show fonts, you can make the font bigger. And now, this is interesting. I think if I reopen this, it should be bigger. Yes, okay. So now you can see what I'm typing. Okay, so you see all these things up here. These are what we call shortcuts. So one shortcut is Max. So you could type a command to do something to Max. I can't think of anything. The most famous command that you should never type into Max, particularly when you're doing a demo, is Max crash, and Max will just crash. Actually, maybe you want to see that. Yeah. You can see that it's at a function called Max crash. So we have to restart. It'll just take a second. So, but more interesting than a way to make Max crash by typing crash is that you can send any message to any receive object. So you just type the name of the receive object, and then you can basically send that object any message that you want. There's already a feature in Max called send message, where you can select an object and then say send message, and a dialog comes up and you can type something into it. I think it lost the size of the Max window, unfortunately. So we have to do that again. Okay. So I have this receive object in this patch called XYZ. This is the cool thing about doing presentation in Max, is that the patch and the presentation are just the same thing. So I'll say, and now you can see that this came out of the patch cord from the receive object, and now this is set to 74. You can also send messages to named objects. So I have this dial, And its scripting name is live dial. So if I unlock the patch and I select this, oops. And this, you can see that the name is live dial. So there's a slightly different syntax for that, which you say. Colon, live dial. That didn't work. Well, maybe that's broken. Okay, well, that used to work. I don't know why it's not working today. But if we were to do this, it would work to say, and I can see all those things go. So the idea is now, if I'm performing with this, rather than going and having to like click on this and type, like make sure it's selected and then type the number in, I could have a bunch of different receive objects in my patch. And then I can set them up as shortcuts. So now I've said QRS is highlighted. That means that every time I type something at QRS, it puts QRS back there. So all I have to type is the next number. But if I wanted another shortcut, I could add that too. So now I'm typing at XYZ, and I can quickly switch to QRS. So now I just keep having all these targets, and I can type at them quickly like that. Okay, so that's some of what you can do. The other thing that is fun is that you have JavaScript in this window. So you can say JS var a equals 74. Oops. And it says undefined because that's how the JavaScript REPL, it's like the JavaScript REPL inside the max REPL. So now, but if I type A, what do you think is going to, or I'm sorry, JSA, what do you think is going to show up? So now, what can I do with that? Well, I can say, and now if I use the redirect symbol, and then I can say A, well, that just tells it A. That's not what I wanted. I'm going to say, and now it sets it to 74. So any expression that you can type into JavaScript, you can then send with this redirect to any receive object. So if I wanted to send a random number to XYZ, I could say JS math random. Okay, that's your random number for today. Okay, so now let me just very quickly show you a little of this new feature. So I'm currently calling it FO. I don't know what FO, maybe find out, but I don't know what it stands for. So it's basically, I got Over the last few years, I've become sort of disenchanted with the Metro object in Max, and I've been trying to make it more like what I always wanted it to be, rather than something that just went. So the first thing I did in Max 8.3 is there is these new objects, one of them called subdiv, that lets you subdivide a phaser, and then you can subdivide it into any number, like you can divide it into 7. So rather than think about the interval, you think about setting an interval and then dividing it by some amount. There's also the notation intervals, like 4n, so you can have quarter notes. But this isn't complicated. This only lets you do even things. I wanted something that wasn't even. So this is a little language, and it was inspired by a nested rhythms language called NestUp that was done by two of our colleagues, Sam and Alex. And you can check that out at nestup.cutelab.nyc. If you haven't seen it, they have a Maxwell Lab device that uses it. It's very cool. This is not anywhere near as sophisticated. It's much simpler, but it lets you divide. It basically is like a beat, and then you get to decide what happens inside the beat. So, and the way that you control it is with the REPL, or at least that's one way. You can send messages to it like any other Max object, but it secretly uses a new way of communicating with the REPL, and you'll see why that's interesting. So basically, it has a name, and by default the name is fo. So if I say fo 1, I'm just turning it on. Right, just like I turned a checkbox. It's just like turning the Metro on. But that's not going to do anything because it's not playing. It doesn't have any patterns yet. So to set up a pattern, I can say fo 1, fo dot 1. That means voice 1. So any target in the REPL can have these dot things after it. And then you can basically, that object can interpret the thing after the dot in any way it wants. And in this case, the numbers mean the voices. So 1 is the first voice. So let's see what that does. I don't know if there's any sound coming out of my computer, but so first we'll just say 60. So now we set up a pattern. It's just like a boring Metro object with a middle C. And now I'm going to say fo 1. And it's coming out of my speaker because I have to go and set this. How am I going to do that? I don't know. Anyway, I think you'll just listen to it out of my speaker because it's so bad. Anyway, so, okay, so now let's start typing at this thing other patterns. So here's, what do you think this would do? So the whole list, as many things as you type into the list, that's a subdivision. So. And you'll hear that it changes on the beat. So whenever you type it, when you hit return, it doesn't do something immediately. It does it when the next beat comes. And what do you think this does? Okay, so those are the basic ideas, and then I got a couple minutes, and I'm just going to show a few other things that you can do with it. So the first thing is that rather than having things even, you can divide, you can have these sort of nested patterns. So here's... this, which you heard before. Now, what will this do? Or how about this? Hmm. didn't like that one. So, as a reminder to the presenter, you do this. Hit shift return, and then FO1 becomes the shortcut. Now I don't have to remember to type it anymore. That still didn't work. Oh, it did? Okay. Sorry. Now, let's do it. Or, and then because it's a REPL, you can just type the up arrow on your keyboard and you can get the old thing, and then you can just type after that. So now, if I want to add something to this, next thing is bar lines. So this is cool. You have one beat and you can keep subdividing, but then what if your creativity expands beyond just one? You know, you want more than one. So here is, you just make a vertical bar. All right, so that's twice as slow, but they're two bars. Now, what if I add something to the second bar? Okay, and then another thing is there's a syntax for chords, which really just means don't have any delay between the next event. And the syntax for this is currently parentheses, but I'll probably use parentheses for something else. But for now, okay. Just a couple more, if that's okay, if I go a little bit over. Okay, so you can also have, it's a language, so you can have variables. And variables are cool because then it introduces a little bit of randomness. So, if I say, okay, so now if I start this, and then I say, okay, so now A contains the 60, 72. And maybe I want B. Now I can say A, B. Or I can say A, B, B. Or now, if you don't like all the notes, maybe you want to have something with a rest in it. So let's redefine B to have some rests. Okay, and then maybe you want to define something, but you don't want it to play at the same default speed. So we have modifiers, so I just say. Now this means take the last thing before that little hat and play it twice as fast as you would otherwise. prepare that with? And then you could also have a dotted thing, so you can say, so this is really boring for notes, but it's Mac, so you can use this for anything. So I'm still going to play boring notes, but in this case, I will take my rhythm and I'll change the melody by drawing into a table while the same rhythm plays. So let's take our favorite thing from here. Let's say something like this one. Okay, so now I've set pattern one to that thing. And it's not playing notes, it's just playing, it's indexes into a table at 60 and 72. So you could use any numbers you want as the table index. And then, so whatever the table index is, it's just going to keep drawing them, but it will keep the same rhythm. And if you're tired of that, you can just say clear. There's a lot more to this, but that's a basic. Hopefully you got some flavor of what it's like to type into Max as a way to control it, and a way of thinking about a uneven metro rather than just the boring thing that just plays the same thing over and over again. The object has as many voices as you want, so I just use one voice, but all the voices can play together. There are four in this particular thing by default, but you can have as many as you want or as few as you want. And they're all synchronized together. It syncs to the transport or not, and much, much more. There's a whole thing for controlling velocity, duration of the things that come out, which is in different ways linked to the note patterns, but it's the same syntax, so you can make variables that have the velocity patterns or the duration patterns, and you can even use variables that you define, so you can have other things going on in Max that set variables, and those are referenced in the patterns rather than just numbers and all sorts of other things. So look for that next year, probably sometime, and in the meantime, you can have fun typing into Max. So I thank you for your attention, and I will pass it back to someone. Vidi. Okay.